Night of water. Trust. Now is the moment to be a bungee jumper without the cord. And it is this quality of absolute trust, with no reservations or secret safety nets, that the night of water demands from us. There is a tremendous sense of exhilaration if we can take the jump and move into the unknown, even if the idea scares us to death. And when we take trust to the level of the quantum leap, we don't make any elaborate plans or preparations. We don't say, "Okay, I trust that I know what to do now, and I'll settle my things and pack my suitcase and take it with me." No, we just jump, and with hardly a thought for what happens next. The leap is the thing, and the thrill of it as we free fall through the empty sky. The card gives a hint here, though, about what waits for us at the other end. A soft, welcoming, yummy pink. Rose petals, juicy. Come on, take my hand. Leap with me. In the words of Osho, don't waste your life for that which is going to be taken away. Trust life. If you trust, only then can you drop your knowledge. Only then can you put your mind aside. And with trust, something immense opens up. Then this life is no longer ordinary life. It becomes full of God, overflowing. When the heart is innocent and the walls have disappeared, you are bridged with infinity, and you are not deceived. There is nothing that can be taken away from you. That which can be taken away from you is not worth keeping. And that which cannot be taken away from you, why should one be afraid of its being taken away? It cannot be taken away. There is no possibility. You cannot lose your real treasure.